Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we have a good idea of what sacrifice looks like, right? Number one, a baby is born. It takes time to take care of that child. Middle of the night feedings, diapers to be changed, and diapers are expensive. Sacrifices to be made in time and money. Number two, two Marines are in battle. They have to take cover in a ditch. A grenade lands between the two of them. One looks at the other and smiles and jumps on top of it. He sacrifices his life for the other soldier. Number three, a man in a Muslim country becomes a Christian. He will sacrifice his family, work, freedom, maybe even his own life for his faith. These scenes show what sacrifice looks like. That's three looks. But let's go back. Let's go way back. Let's go thousands of years back. Making a sacrifice was a huge part of the temple worship in Old Testament times. In the centuries before Jesus was born, the Jews made sacrifices, lots of sacrifices. They sacrificed all kinds of animals, bulls, sheep, goats, lambs, doves, pigeons. They sacrificed grain and crops. They had sacrifices to give thanks, sacrifices for peace, sacrifices to go with prayers, and especially sacrifices to take away sin and guilt. In fact, in the most important day in all of Jewish life was a day of sacrifice for sin and guilt. It was the Day of Atonement. On that day, a goat was sacrificed, and its blood was taken into the holiest place in the temple. It was offered to God as a way to atone for, to make up for, and bring forgiveness for the people's sins. You can imagine what a sacrifice looked like on that day. Blood, lots of blood on the altar, staining the wood and stone, blood on the ground, blood sprinkled on the Ark of the Covenant, and then the body of the goat was burned outside of the city. The goat was burned outside the sacred place. What did sacrifice look like in the Old Testament times? Blood, fire, and smoke. But then came the day when all of those animal and grain sacrifices were no longer needed. The day came when a sacrifice was made that made all those other sacrifices obsolete. The day came when Jesus made a once-for-all-time sacrifice for you. The altar is made of wood, but it's in the shape of a cross. And on that cross, blood is shed. Jesus' blood. Notice the irony, the reversal. On the Day of Atonement, the sacrifice was made in the temple, and it was burned outside of the holy place in a defiled, unclean place. Jesus was sacrificed outside, in that unclean, defiled place, so that we could enter the holy place of God's presence. He did this to take away the sin of the world. His sacrifice was to atone for guilt. His sacrifice was to make us at one with God. Jesus sacrificed his life so that we might live eternally with him on the altar of the cross. His blood was shed so that we would be clean in God's eyes. The writer of Hebrews says, Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. If you go to Jerusalem today, the traditional spot where Jesus was crucified is inside of Old Jerusalem, but you see the walls have been moved. Now, the walls for King David's city are not the same walls for King Solomon's city. And they are not the same walls for King Hezekiah's city. And they are not the same walls for Jesus our King's city. And they're not the same walls today. Jesus also suffered outside of the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. We come into God's holy presence only because Jesus has made us holy, sanctified us by his holy blood shed on the cross. Jesus' sacrifice is the only one that makes any of those animal sacrifices in the Old Testament mean anything at all. Jesus' sacrifice is the only sacrifice that sanctifies us before God. Jesus' sacrifice is a once for all and for all times sacrifice for you. And now, sacrifice from you. The time for making sacrifices is not over. Oh, it's over for gaining forgiveness, for being clean and sanctified in God's eyes. Those sacrifices for forgiveness and atonement, they are done. We cannot add any sacrifice to what Jesus did on the cross. But other sacrifices are still to be made. Listen to verse 15 and 16 of our text. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is, the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. We still make sacrifices to God. The sacrifice of praise with our lips, the sacrifice of doing good and sharing what we have. Two kinds of sacrifice: from our lips and doing good. Praise from our lips. Hymnals are open and we're singing together. The words of the Creed are spoken out loud as we confess our faith in the triune God. Heads are bowed before a meal to say thank you for the food before we begin eating. Shaking hands and sharing the peace of the Lord with one another during the worship service, saying thank you, Lord, throughout the day for the wonderful gifts he gives us daily. I'm sure you can picture all sorts of ways in your mind to offer a sacrifice of praise with our lips, what that looks like, and so many other ways. So now for the sacrifice of doing what is good. The writer of Hebrews gives us a list of things to do, ways to give of our time and money to sacrifice ourselves in the way that we live. Verse 1, let brotherly love continue. Verse 2, show hospitality. Verse 3, remember those who are in prison. Verse 4, let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled. Verse 5, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Two of these topics, hospitality and contentment, are studies that are planned for us in the next year. These five topics alone could be a sermon for each one of them. So the point I'm trying to make today is sacrifices for your salvation, they are done by Jesus, but you still have sacrifices to give in your life. Sacrifice of praise with your lips, and sacrifice of doing what is good. The writer of Hebrews has summarized it well. Jesus made that once for all time sacrifice for us on the altar of the cross. He sanctified us. And now we live lives of sacrifice with our words and by doing what is good in God's eyes. Sacrifice for you and sacrifice from you. Amen. Now let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen.